I've got fast movers, Evan said. Seven. Coming from? Michio asked, though she was already certain of the answer. The assaults throughout the belt had already pulled the Free Navy's fighters to other conflicts, thinning the defenses at Palace.
Palace Station, Evans confirmed. Permission to fire?
You have permission, Michio said. Oksana, evasive maneuvers at will. Let's show these fuckers we can dance.
Yes, Captain,
Oksana said between teeth bared and concentration and joy. A moment later, the Connacht lurched, shifted. Metal and ceramic creaking and singing from the strain, the ship turned and accelerated, then cut power and went on the float, whipping around to give the PDCs a wider field of fire. Oksana's guns buzzed, vibrating the ship and killing three more of the station's torpedoes. The surface of the asteroid glittered ahead of them. Michio's target and her enemy and the tens of thousands of people she'd thrown her safety and career aside to help and protect.
Keep the rounds from hitting the station if you can. Do my best, Captain,
Oksana said, but her subtext was clear. If it gets down to them or us, it's them. Michio couldn't disagree.
Captain, Evans said, we're going to need to return to Breaking Burn if we don't want to get very close and personal with the station.
Do it, Michio said. I'm taking comms.
Michio set for broadcast. So close to the station, there'd be no light delay. Everyone listening would hear almost as she spoke. After so long at high lag distances, it felt odd. She started the broadcast.
This is Captain Michio Paw of the Connacht to all citizens of Palace Station. Be advised, we are here to remove the false governance of the Free Navy and return control of the station to its citizens. Evacuate the docks immediately. I repeat, evacuate the docks immediately for your own safety. We call on the Free Navy Administration for immediate and unconditional surrender. For your own safety, evacuate now.
She boosted the broadcast as much as the Connacht's transmitter allowed and set it to loop. This wasn't what she wanted. Wasn't what she'd ever wanted. She'd begun this whole fallen, fucked up process because the dream of a belt for belters, a life that didn't depend on being used and exploited by the larger powers in the system, had meant something. And now, here she was, fighting alongside Earth and Mars, against belters.